I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. We are live at Nationals Park ahead of the 2024 home opener for the Nationals. The 4-0 Pittsburgh Pirates are in town, and the Nationals are looking to get even on the season at 2-2 after dropping two of their first three in Cincinnati against the Reds. As a reminder, kick off your future with the law firm of Cundori & Murrah. They're the official Grant & Danny Show sponsor. They will help protect your assets, update your will, and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. As promised, we've got tickets to the home opener for the D.C. Defenders this weekend over at Audi Field on Sunday. So caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congratulations, you're winning a four-pack of tickets to the UFL's DC Defenders home opener. That's Sunday, April 7th. They're taking on Houston at Audi Field. Tickets are on sale right now, but they're going quickly. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. We're about an hour and 5 minutes away from Charlie and Dave in the first pitch of home baseball in 2024. And we're joined right now by Kevin Franzen, Nats analyst with Bob Carpenter on Masson. Franny, fresh back from Cincinnati. Three games, saw some of the kids shine bright. What'd you make of the season opening series?
That was awesome. Honestly, new season, you know, the optimism's there. Obviously, you want to come out with a road victory on the whole thing, but that ninth inning, man, it wasn't about Kyle Finnegan. Like, to me, it was about Jonathan India and the at-bat that he had in, like, getting it to 10 AB, like 10 pitches, falling off perfect pitch after perfect pitch, not having any, like I brought it up afterwards, which was not having any mound visits, you know, two less this year, might have cost something. Because after that AB, like Kaber would have been able to go out there, have a conversation, and it wasn't like Kyle was fried. It was just like, you're mentally drained for like a little bit. Give me a second to regroup. And, you know, sure enough, the Reds are exactly what we thought they'd be. They fight, man. That's a good team. But to battle the way they did, to have the opportunity to go for the road win, series win, I think it was you know, a good way to start. Obviously it didn't end up the way it was, but that's why there's 159 left.
For any wildly impressed with Trey Lipscomb on a number of fronts, right? It's like you get the, you know, the moment, hey, you don't make the club out of spring training. Plenty of time. Obviously he's going to be up at some point, and some point was a day later. And you get the call, you come in, and you handle yourself really, really well. That whirlwind of emotion and to be able to kind of rally and then calm down, pretty amazing.
But it's not at the same time, because this is a guy that, you know, even before the Nats got him, I was like, I was going to follow him wherever he was going to be. When, in today's day and age, these kids that are coming up, this is not about back in my day, if they don't get the opportunity in college right away, they transfer. Because it's coach's fault. Oh, I'm, you know, something's against me. Not about, like, I got to work my butt off, continue to work. He had 3 years of getting passed up at Tennessee. gets his opportunity and is a third round pick. I want that guy. And so, like, that guy showed up yesterday. That guy showed, hey, I've seen adversity, guys. Like, I've sat in a big program at Tennessee, and you know, and I know it's college, but sorry, not too many guys shy, you know, that will take that on head on and come out on top. So it wasn't surprising. Like, nothing would bother him.
Kevin Franson, Bob Carpenter, Masson telecast all season long. Franny, Mackenzie Gore on the bump here on opening day. Your expectations for him this season?
You know, the next step is going to be a big step for him. So I think that's a huge one. You know, with Mac, there's the sky's the limit with him with the four-seam fastball, you know, and adding Sean Doolittle to the entire crew of coaches and game planners, I think is going to be so vital for this kid's, you know, the next step for him. Because who lived better at the top of the zone with a four-seam fastball? You know, the induced break at the top was unbelievable. Ride, everything that you could talk about, he had it. So now you have a guy that you can bounce ideas off with and expectations there. So, and then here's the other part. He went through a whole year of starts. You know, for him, no, nothing bothered. Let's get it going. Like, it's time. So it's an exciting day, I think, having Mac out there on the bump against a good team. The Pirates are a good team. We know that. Up and coming. It's time to have Mac have that, you know, that next step, which is all-star.
Thanks, Franny.
Thank you, guys.
Kevin Franson, Masson Sports. You will watch him all season long with Bob Carpenter. One of the many players he'll be analyzing joins us now, Josiah Gray, who got the opening day start in Cincinnati. Did not go the way you wanted, Josiah, but you've got start number one behind you as you ramp up for your second outing. You told us you expected to be nervous and anxious in your first opening day start. What was the day like?
It was an exciting day. You know, definitely felt the excitement of it building up. And, you know, with me, I kind of let it all bottle up inside it. But when I was throwing my warm-up pitches, tried to really embrace it and, you know, let out a loud yell as I was, you know, exiting the mound and kind of just wanted to, you know, go out there with a lot of excitement. And obviously didn't go the way I wanted to, but, you know, it was fun to get at that under the belt, and hopefully we can turn the corner here.
What are the positives you felt after that first start?
I mean, you know, you easily highlight the negatives, but I think the positives were, you know, going out there for the fourth inning and throwing a clean inning and, you know, getting a lot of swing and misses and a couple of strikeouts. So I know my stuff's in a good spot. It's just fine-tuning the little tweaks, but that's what it's about. You know, it's a six-month season, so there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. But it's one game, one start, so it's all about coming back on Thursday and getting ready and doing it with the boys.
Josiah Gray on Grant and Danny. This is a warm-up national anthem, like hours before the real one, so no one get angry about us talking through the national anthem, please. I don't know who Nick Martini is, but that guy can kick all the rocks. Who is that guy?
Hey, he put some good swings on the ball. From what I read, you know, he's a journeyman, and he's grinding his way to the big leagues, so hats off to him. You know.
I think he's Shohei Ohtani after that series. I don't. He's still getting big swings.
Yeah, no, he barreled every ball, so, you know, hats off to him. I know we scouted him pretty well, but it seemed like every time he came up to the plate was in a big spot and he was getting the job done. So we'll see what happens.
Next start for you is, I believe it's the Thursday game, at day game against this Pirates team. So, like, where are you at in your prep kind of midway to your start in terms of your routine?
Yeah, just threw a bullpen, so feeling good. Just going to look at the hitters, look at the scouting report, see what we got. I know they had a successful series against the Marlins, so just seeing what we can pick off of those four games. You know, obviously it's still early, but, you know, just looking at who they got and what the lineup's going to look like and, you know, just adjusting with my arsenal and just pumping myself up for the next one.
In terms of your arsenal, compare where you feel kind of first couple of weeks of the season to where you might feel in June, July, August, right? Maybe fresher, but does it feel as fine? Do you feel as in control? Love for you to walk me through that.
Yeah, I think, you know, with getting spring training under your belt and one start in the regular season, you're always thinking about how can you get better, how can you, you know, fine-tune things and you know, feel more confident out there. But personally, I feel like my stuff's in a good spot. It's just a matter of, you know, sequencing and location. You know, I think that's the last thing to come is, you know, you can build up your velocity, you can build up your innings, but now you got to get down to, you know, sequencing. How are you going to face this batter? How are you going to adjust to when, you know, he's hooking a foul ball? Those sort of things where you kind of get back into the live action and knowing you're going to get the A lineup every day. So that's the things that you have to adjust with, you know, as soon as, you know, game one hits. And I think a lot of us are, you know, adjusting with that, and, you know, we're going to be in a good spot here today. McKenzie's going to, you know, take the ball. So for me, it's just adjusting on the fly and learning, honestly.
Josiah Gray with us on G&D. Last one. I don't know if you care about this at all, but fans are excited to get out here for the first time in 24. New scoreboard, which you can actually take pictures and videos of now, which I love. And then the LED lights. You guys in the A's were the last teams without them. You never want to be on any list with the A's of not having something. Is that something as a player you care about at all, like the new tech in the ballpark, or what's your take on that?
Yeah, I think it's going to make the experience a lot more enjoyable for fans, obviously, because, you know, we're nothing without the fans and their support. And for us players, you know, we're obviously going to appreciate looking at the scoreboard and, you know, seeing the nice little features that it has and following the game that way. You know, a lot of us pitchers, we kind of always peek at the out of town box scores. So that's going to be fun to look at, a little bit more engaging. So that and the lights, I'm sure the lights for our night game are going to look spectacular. So just looking forward to getting it going and just making Nats Park, you know, our home again.
Josiah, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
From Nationals opening day, Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. We have made our way up to the red box now in the left field concourse. So if you are coming into the game, listening on the Always Free Odyssey app, coming down Half Street off the Metro, perhaps hopping out of the car and parking right now, when you get into the ballpark, please come say hello. We're at sections 106, 107. We're over by a funnel cake stand, which smells really, really good.
Which always smells so good.
We're near Tater Tots, which the CU Tater stand.
Yep.
Again, absolutely nothing pulling me in either direction. As a portly fellow with no willpower,
yep,
this is a perfectly reasonable place to sit. Ice Custard Happiness is new right in front of us. Mm-hmm. We've got Swizzler and hot dogs and fries. Everything's fine.
It is the best. All the grills are fired up. All the fried smells are frying. It is a 10 out of 10. By the way, this is what cologne should be. Just as a quick side item, just you and me talking right now in the red box, perfumes and colognes should be based in funnel cake, should be based in banana bread, should be based in tater tots and other fried goods. That's my two cents. Not a sermon, just a thought.
I'm feeling really, really good today. We've had a bunch of people come up and say hello, and
yep,
they all start by saying, happy opening day, and they're very excited.
And they get it. Yep.
There's an exuberance. This really is. You know, if you are one of the cities lucky enough to have a big league ball club, for a long time, D.C. was not one of those cities, you guys remember. This feels like a holiday where you're not at work and you're out and about. I wish it was a little more pleasant. I think if there was no rain this morning, it was a little bit warmer than it is, the vibes would even be cranked up some. But people are not allowing a cool opening day. Not cold by any means. Throw a jacket on, maybe a hoodie, kind of perfect chilly weather. You know what it feels like?
Hmm.
Dare I use the P word? Feels like playoff.
Whoa!
If you remember back in those days, back around 18 and 19,
dude,
when the Washington Nationals from 12 to 19, more often than not, were in the playoffs.
Can't just do that.
Was those kind of vibes, like mid-afternoon in October ahead of a late afternoon or early evening playoff game. It's got that type of weather to it today out here.
No, I will put aside the fact that you just casually said the P word like that, just all like willy-nilly, like it's not that big a deal. I'm going to gloss over that, but you're 100% right. That's what it is. There's that chill on the air because there's the heavy moisture because it rained all morning. It's not that humid, nasty summertime rain. It's that fall chilly, you know, I should be at home under a canopy, but my team's playing meaningful baseball type of a vibe. It's a shame. You'd love that 72 and sunny opening day feel, but that is not our lot here in the Mid-Atlantic. It feels like we do this every single year when it comes to weather and fighting situations, but luckily it cleared up. I mean, it was pouring this morning. Overnight, thunderstorms were legit for some folks in various areas. I know we were woken up by a couple bumps of thunder, but it's clear enough, I suppose. The field looks amazing just behind us, by the way. Tarp, the drainage situation is phenomenal when it comes to the outfield grass. You wouldn't even know that it basically been pouring for the last 48 hours. Infield's pristine as they're finishing up the fine touches on dragging it and lining it now.
Yeah, it's always great the first time you see the ball field. I can remember being a young kid. I actually texted my father last week when the Nats opened in Cincinnati on actual opening day on Thursday. He used to take me to opening day at Camden Yards from when I was about 10 probably to when I got my driver's license almost every home opener in Baltimore, Maryland, over at OPCY with the Birds. And I just remember more than anything else from those trips, the first time you see the grass.
Yep.
When you walk out of the concourse, and now a lot of these ballparks, including this one, you can actually see the field from the concourse. You don't have to, like, come out of the seat, so to speak.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it used to be you would have to walk. You'd find your section. You'd walk out. And that first time you see a ball field for the new baseball season, there's smells correlated to it, as you said.
Yep.
But I will – that feeling to me, like when I'm dead and gone, if at some gate somewhere someone goes, hey, you get to relive a few feelings. Like, here, give us a list of five. That might be on that list,
man. It might be there.
That first time you see a ball field for the new year. And as I said, this isn't to put it on a postcard day because you don't have the sun overhead. But on an overcast day, they've done a great job with the field. It's in immaculate shape, as you'd imagine, and we are ready for baseball in 2024.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the as this stadium has kind of matured and people kind of figure out the rhythms of it, when you find your eateries that you like pregame, places to grab your beer or your adult soda, whatever the case may be, you know, places you like to stop by to eat, as they've kind of continued to add to this ballpark, it's what it feels like, right? As kids become older, see that right behind us right now, over your shoulder, there's a guy with his toddler, not even a toddler, probably like a one-year-old, in one of those Bjorn baby strap kind of things, right? Well, pretty soon that kid will be old enough to have a favorite player. And then next thing you know, you'll blink, and that kid will bring his kid to a game. And that's kind of what the rhythms of this thing. It's the way it goes. And I know it's overly romantic at times, but it's that, you know, that James Earl Jones speech from Field of Dreams. It's the thing that really is a family-style atmosphere. And this team and organization has worked so hard to try to incorporate parents, kids, and kind of building those generations of fans from a group that was kind of starting behind the eight ball, right? It wasn't an expansion franchise. It was a leftover franchise with somebody else that you're trying to carve out a niche from Orioles fans, guys like yourself, right, that grew up loving the Orioles. And, you know, we're trying to build something here that becomes our own. And it's taken a while. It's been slow and sure. But now the progress, you can kind of see it incrementally, right?
The Pittsburgh Pirates are in town for the ball game and the series to kick off the home slate today and this week. For Pittsburgh, what a start to their year.
Yeah.
They are a little ahead of the Nationals in terms of the rebuild process, in that they've got more of their top guys in the big leagues, and then they've actually gone out and spent a little money to bring in some veterans, maybe where the Nats are going to be, let's say, next year. But they're 4-0. They just whooped up on the Marlins. They saw some really bad starting pitching from Miami in that opening series. O'Neill Cruz, who's a 6'7" shortstop, is one of the great athletes in the game, went 5-for-14 at the plate with a homer. Eddie Olivares, their right fielder, went 4-for-12 at the plate with a bolt. Brian Reynolds, who's been one of the really underrated players in baseball for a long time, for Pittsburgh, 6-for-his-first-19. He went deep as well. And then the big fellow, who's built about like me, Rowdy Tellez at first base, just 2-for-8 to start his season. But he hit his first home run in that series for the Buccos as well. But when you get 6 hits from Reynolds, 5 from Cruz, 4 from Olivares, multiple hits from Henry Davis, their number one overall pick a couple of years ago, their Dylan Cruz, who's now in the major leagues, you're going to hit, you're going to score. And they did plenty of it in a 4-game sweep of Miami to kick off their season.
And they look really good doing it.
It's just an exciting young team. They have this pitcher the Nats are going to miss. I talked a lot about him on Bustin' Loose Baseball, the podcast I did with Toby Altizer. You can go grab if you're a Nats fan at some point. You should download it, subscribe to that. But Jared Jones, this rookie righty who had 16 shutout innings in spring training. Danny, he's a former second-round pick. He's a 22-year-old now. He had 10 strikeouts in his debut in 5 2/3. Guy is lights out. They've got him and the number one pick last year out of LSU, who throws 100, Paul Skeens, who just threw 3 perfect innings with 5 strikeouts in his AAA debut. He'll probably be in the majors in about a month. Like, things are looking up for the Pittsburgh Pirates, dude.
And it's about time. I mean, it's not that long ago that they were winning in the 90s of games. Right around 2012, they were one of the teams that were making the playoffs a bunch. And then it just felt like an organization that never, ever, ever would spend a dime. Right, it was always that they were them and the Royals, a couple other teams were basically just a farm system for other teams to eventually, you know, poach their players. But now all of a sudden you look up and you touched on it. I mean, by the way, I'm so good on 6-7 shortstops with cannon arms. It seems like that's all the Nats are going to be playing here over the first couple of weeks of the season. But yeah, it is an exciting, fun young team. They are, as you said, maybe a slight bit ahead of where the Nationals are in terms of the young kids kind of coming up being everyday big leaguers. But it's a nice little squint glimpse into the future of what's not only possible, but what's close, right? Like, it's fun to be a Pirates fan right now.
Couple of other notable homecomings. Michael A. Taylor was signed by the Pirates at the end of spring training. He is off to a 5-for-14 start. He will be here playing probably today. I haven't seen the lineup. We'll give it to you in a few minutes. But in this series, certainly. And then Andrew McCutchen, who is one of the all-time Nats killers. He started his career, was one of the great Pirates ever, left and went to Philly and bounced around. He's now back here to finish his career. He's 0 for his first 9 in 2 games this season.
What a get-right time for him playing the Nationals.
He hits, in his career, .996. They did get him out one time in 2014.
It, you know, in all sincerity, I remember the at-bat.
You do?
It was Steven Strasburg's first batter ever faced was Andrew McCutchen. He hit a BB to Ian Desmond at short.
There you go.
That was the time they got him out.
He is so good in this ballpark and against Washington, so eyes on him as this series goes along. We will give you the lineups before we get out of here. Pregame with Charlie and Dave is about 15 minutes away. First pitch about 45 minutes out. Live from Nationals Park, we're Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 7 minutes, the official Nationals pregame show. Right here on 106.7 The Fan. Your voices of Nats baseball, Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, come your way. And eventually, first pitch about 4:05 today on the 1st of April, 2024. In fact, the Nationals open their season this year, Thursday in Cincinnati, tying the earliest start date in team history, Danny. So already 3 games played here on April 1. I am old enough to remember when April 4th or April 5th was when opening day would roll around. And here we are inaugurating April with a series already in the rearview mirror as the Nats get ready to host the Pittsburgh Pirates. Fans streaming in the center field gate. Great early turnout here. A lot of energy in the ballpark. And we are expecting a sellout in the nation's capital for the nation's game.
This is, again, it never gets old. It's such a cool thing, as you said. Fans are streaming in. Crowd in the ballpark. It's awesome. But, yeah, it's a trade-off, right, in terms of when you start the season. You get days like this. If you start in March in Cleveland, it's going to be 20 degrees and probably in the snow. There are certain places you just kind of can't do it, but it also means if you start April 2nd or 3rd or 5th or 7th, then you can't get in the off days, right? You lose some of those abilities. So it's always a trade-off when it comes to that. And the season is such a grind. These guys do such a good job of kind of compartmentalizing success, failures, knowing it all kind of comes out in the wash. That said, though, we talked to Zimmer about it at the top of the show. There is something different about opening day. Something different about that first game in your ballpark. There's a little extra juice behind it, and it's always cool.
What's your favorite opening day memory? Could be Nats, could be otherwise, but just thinking opening day, what's your one season?
Tough pull. It's tough to top Zim jumping yard against Peter Moreland against the Braves. I think it was that first time at RFK. I hate to overdo this, but there were men my dad's age that I saw, you know, because, you know, remember RFK was, right, where you came through the ground entrance, you had to go down to your seats, right, for that lower bowl. I remember seeing grown men cry. where they came to that ballpark for the first time, right? Where you see the baseball field again, something that had been removed 33 years ago, give or take, right? When the Senators left town. And I saw, you know, guys in their 50s, 60s, grown-ups just moved to tears again. That's hard to top for me, is that memory of it's really, honest to God, real. There is baseball in Washington, D.C. Not the congressional baseball game, not, you know, Legion Ball, not like the Georgetown playing GW or something like that on a big league field. This was a real deal thing. And I think that, to me, is the best. That's my all-time.
I'd go with any of the seemingly many years when Bryce Harper hit a home run on opening day.
Dude, he was automatic.
It seemed like if you came to the ballpark to see the Nats and Bryce was on the team, he was going to jump yard in that first game of the season.
Was that Marlins when he had two or he had three? Did he have two?
Well, he had three, but that wasn't opening day, I don't think. But he did have a three-homer day game early in the season against the Marlins.
My God.
But a second one would be April 1st, 2013, maybe is the one you're referencing here, when he hit two home runs against the Marlins, which was got to be one of my tops ever. To start the season with two bombs, opening day 2013, Washington on the board in the first on a line shot off of Ricky Nolasco, and then he sent another Nolasco pitch out in the fourth inning. So he was 20 years old, and he was the youngest player to hit two homers on opening day. Probably a close second for me behind the Ryan Zimmerman walk-off at Nats Park. March of 2014 at the Mets, a lot of excitement for the Nationals against a good team. They were tied at five. They went to extra innings. Ian Desmond gave the team the lead and helped
that's right.
win it with Jason Wirth, sacrifice fly. And that was on the road, I think, against the Mets. I also remember being at an Orioles opening day with my dad years ago where it was snowing. I've told this story many times, but Jay Gibbons, the right fielder, lost the ball in the snow. And I just thought it was I'm a sitting at the game, and I thought it was the craziest thing I'd ever seen, that we're playing baseball, and a guy just lost the ball in the snow.
Well, you know, Gibbons had an issue as a player, is that his arms weren't big enough. That was always his shortcoming, was that his bicep-tricep region not swollen enough, and that limited his ability to catch balls like that.
Definitely the issue, I think.
I think it was the opposite of that.
For Jay
Gibbons. My God, his arms.
Let's get to your lineups ahead of your official pregame show here on The Fan. For the Nationals, Mackenzie Gore, the power lefty, who is now the top arm in this rotation, former Padre, came over in the Juan Soto deal, makes his first start of the season. Speaking of former Padres, top of the order, shortstop C.J. Abrams, three-steal game in the season opening series against the Reds, is already homered on the young year. Lane Thomas plays right field and bats second. The first baseman, Joey Meneses, a .417 average to start the year, hits third.
Squaring the baseball up a little bit of that opening series, right? Which means there's no Joey Gallo in this lineup as well. We'll get to that. Kaver Ruiz is your designated hitter, hitting fourth. Jesse Winker in left field, batting fifth. And Trey Lipscomb, hello, sir. How about the six-hole at playing third base?
You got to like the fact that the Nats are off to a good start offensively. A lot of guys up and down this order hitting in the 300s and 400s through three games. Ildemaro Vargas back in the lineup for the first time since an emergency start on opening day. He gets the call at second base for Luis Garcia. They won't make Garcia go left on left today. Vargas looking for his first knock of the season. The second baseman hits seventh. Catcher Riley Adams, normally automatic against left-handed pitching, the big-bopping righty, will catch and hit eighth. And then Victor Robles will start for the first time this season in center field and bat ninth. Very obviously, Danny, a right-handed heavy lineup for Davey Martinez. Very different-looking lineup than we've seen so far this year, as they will take on lefty Marco Gonzalez, a former first-round pick.
Yeah, so you're going to see the right-handed dominant. Only a couple lefties in the lineup. Winker in left field, Abrams at the top of the order, who you're not sitting for anybody. But, yeah, a challenge cut out, right? It's nice to have that kind of flexibility and still incorporate a lot of the young kids, which you're seeing.
All that's left to do is for Danny Ruye to stuff his face and for a first pitch to be thrown. Where are you eating, my friend?
So I'm looking it out right now. I see you taters calling me. That's a tater tot situation. I saw pupusas down the right field line. Ben's chili bowl, the line looks to be decent. I am not sure, but whatever it is, it's going to be abundant and fatty.
Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, ready for the main course here on The Fan today. An opening day baseball game in the district comes your way next on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.